We have Scanners here on tour from the UK. They're going to be doing a couple of LA shows. They're going to do some acoustic stuff for us. We gave them the squeakiest
chairs
we have.
Don't worry, we're used to it.
So we're going to start by playing a track off of their CD, which if one of you could recommend a track, it would be cool. Track to play, just to play on the CD, just to introduce you. Low Life, the name of my favorite New Order album. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Scanners with the track Low Life. And then we come back, we'll talk to them and do some live stuff. Thank you for that, Mark. That's great.
Dinner's back.
Back on here on killradio.org. Mark, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
All right. We're all back then. We're hanging out with Scanners, not the Scanners. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So everybody, let's just go into like some brief introductions. You guys are visiting from the UK.
Yeah.
And who are you and what do you play? We'll just start with that.
Okay, I'm Sarah and I sing and play the bass.
I'm Amina and I play guitar.
I'm Matt and I play guitar.
I'm Tom, I play drums.
Okay, so and what are we gonna? Who's playing today? It's gonna be the three of you.
I'm just singing today.
Okay. Just singing. Wow, I'm loud. What happened to me?
I brought the monitors up. Sorry. So we can all hear ourselves.
Sorry, it's not about me right now.
And how long? You guys are just you just came here recently. You just did South by Southwest, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And was that insane?
It was, yeah. Brilliant.
Had you done any of that before? Had you been to the States before to play?
We've come here twice since. July last year, we've actually been here twice,
and this is our third time.
It's our third time here, and we did CMJ before, and this was our first time in Middle America though. So,
how was that?
Well, it was
passport
Austin,
problems
so
in Texas or what?
It was fine actually because it was Austin. It was kind of a more chilled out.
Yeah, right. Austin's a little bit different from the rest of
America. It's supposed to be an oasis, you know.
Mm-hmm. We call it the blue spot in the big red state. That's what we call it. So, and how long have you been in LA? You guys have played a few shows out here yet?
Yeah, we played the Key Club. Where else have we played?
Epicenter.
We've played down in San Diego.
We've actually just had 3 days off though. So.
And we're going to be playing tomorrow in Huntington Beach at Fitzgerald. And then we are playing at Spaceland on Wednesday.
Yay.
It's a great venue.
That's going to be a fun gig. And then I think even after that, we're playing the Roxy next week. And CineSpace on Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, the week.
Yeah, those are all great venues.
Yeah.
For anyone who's listening in, we actually have the power, for some reason this week, to give out free tickets. So if anybody wants to go to any of these shows at Spaceland, at CineSpace, we can actually put you on the list. Just instant message us. We're on AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station is our handle, and just give us your email address and we'll put it through the pipe. Or if you want to send us a message at the MySpace page, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. And you guys, what's your MySpace page?
Just /Scanners.
All right.
Wow,
and
lucky
have
you.
That will have all the dates that we're playing on as well.
And let me ask you real quick about the name. It's not a reference to the 80s sci-fi
Cronenberg
film.
Yeah.
Is it really? This is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
how did you come up with that? Like, why that movie for this band?
I think we just needed a name. We needed a name, and I just saw the film. I actually didn't see the whole film. The video ran out.
No, but I like the idea of what Scanners were as well. You know, they're kind of.
Why are you such a piece of human junk?
So you like the idea of them being able to connect with someone else's brain from a distance and then push them out a window without touching them? And make them explode.
So it's a positive message. It's a great
it's
message
like an
for the kids.
Class of people who can read minds.
Why don't we go into a live acoustic song right now, and then when we come back, we'll talk about how the band came together. What are you guys going to play for us?
We're going to play In My Dreams.
All right. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org with our guest, Scanners.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know I've seen this place before. I only come here after dark. I stepped on through the open door and take the path that I must walk. In my dreams I walk with you in silence of a waking world. And in my dreams I talk with you and then I forget all I've heard. Drink me and make me grow. A doll's house and I'm trapped inside.
Well, I'm too small for this four-wall world, and I'll break these shutters open wide. In my dreams, nothing is wrong. In my dreams, you call my name. In my dreams, all sense is gone. In my dreams, a thing remains.
You're not.
Just say on behalf of
Holy
John and I, fuck me.
Shit.
God.
That was really, really, really good.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
What a beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Wow. Just like, you know, it's funny when the bands come in here, especially when it's more than just like one person with a guitar, and it's like we all cram into this tiny room at Kill Radio, and it's such a mess in here, and you never know what you're going to get until that first song comes out. And then you're listening in on the headphones, and you're like, you get those moments where you forget that you're actually listening to a show that's going on
right behind
in the
you.
Room. You think that maybe it's something like a CD or something like that because it's that good. So, we were talking before about Austin and Los Angeles. I mean, these are both cities that are known for having a lot of musicians and having a lot of music. And, of course, London is also should also be at the top of that list. Yeah. As a band in London, what do you do with your music to make it stand out without just, you know, coming up with another gimmick? Like, what do you want to do that's different? Getting signed in America.
That's basically what we did. So.
And did that help sort of getting your music out there? And
basically, yeah.
Is the competition in the UK just insane?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially because we're actually all born in Camden Town. And
we're not all born in Camden.
Well, okay, Tom wasn't born in Camden Town. We were brought up near Camden, and it doesn't really help that that's where all bands from all over the UK go to start. So you have kind of no loyalty. Like, there's no venue loyalty that you're a local band. You're just another band.
So I see.
It is actually quite tough. But, you know, you just keep on doing it, don't you? Just carry on playing.
What was the sort of the genesis of the band? Like, how did it start with one person just singing and one person playing guitar or filling out the sound? I see. You apparently have the answer, sir.
No, I mean, me and Sarah were playing together for about a year or so, and then through various friends, we met Tom and Amina, and it just like, we've been playing together for about 2.5 years, and it's really getting a lot better all the time. You know, we did we actually recorded that album, Violence is Golden, ourselves, because basically no one else was going to do it. So that kind of really, we did that early on with these guys, and then since then, it's just been getting really, really good, and we're just working together, trying to get stuff for the second album now, just like working as a band more, you know.
Yeah, Scanners was, I mean, we were Scanners before, but it wasn't really Scanners until Tom and Amina.
So you felt even at that early stage something was missing?
Yeah, it just wasn't, there wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't right. We needed something that...
It wasn't the same.
It weren't the same, no. And then it just, it clicked the minute we met Amina and Tom, and just all of a sudden it wasn't an effort. We didn't have to try. It just became, the sound just came together then. So.
And is the writing, is it strictly, is it a collaborative process, or does one person do the writing and the rest of you
It depends
adjust
on the song.
It,
it depends a lot on the song. You know? Sometimes, like, one of our new songs, we just did the chorus by, just we're mucking around in rehearsal, and we just did it. You know what I mean? So that's really nice when that happens, but sometimes...
We call it on the phone, don't we? Yeah. We've got a dictaphone on a phone, so just quickly, any ideas?
My magic phone. And then, yeah, there's different ways. Every song is different, to be honest with you.
I'm curious, in the short time that you've been in LA, if you've noticed any difference in the way LA presents bands and does music, and difference in both in the venues and also in the listeners from what you experienced back home.
I think one thing I've noticed, the sound people, we don't get sound checks over here. Like in London, you get, every band gets a sound check. And over here, we've realized it's just line check.
Yeah, on, line check.
Bang, and you're on stage. So that side's different. And other than that, different music, really different music, I think.
LA's sort of set up differently as well. I mean, LA's very much based on the entertainment industry, and I think bands have to kind of work with that. Do you know what I mean?
So, like, they
and
have
the
to...
Hollywood industry is really big here, you know, isn't it?
Kind of.
It's all part and parcel of it.
So there's, like, a showmanship that has to come with
I think it's
the
playing
music
a game,
to get heard.
Playing a business game. I mean, that's what you guys have stepped outside of, which is kind of good, isn't it?
We enjoy it, yeah.
That's why we have such nice carpet. Just don't touch it.
We have such a nice tour bus.
Well, if you guys have caught your breath and have time for another song, we'd love to hear one.
Okay, yeah, what do you want to do?
Yeah. We can,
I mean, we could do L164, or we could do...
Do you want to do L164?
How would you feel?
Yeah, L164.
Let's do L164.
Because you've already played Low Life, haven't you? So you don't want to hear that again.
Can I just remember it?
All right, this is
Tom can clap.
With another track from Scanners. Live at the Kill Radio Studios headquarters, world headquarters in beautiful, whatever area of Los Angeles we call this.
Mid-Wilshire.
This is Scanners with another track. Thank you.
This is L164.
Another dark day, a crystal memory. Another broken body aching for recovery. Another roadkill, another pantomime. With the city sick of jitters as the night that in disfigures. And we're gonna start charging for the ill to breathe. Won't start charging for the ill to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the ill to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We love your neighbor, I love your enemy. Don't you do it in a place where anyone can see. So won't you lay down, spend some time with me. Well, I'm hoping that you're joking. Now it's starting, love is free. We're gonna start charging for the ill to breathe. We won't start charging for the ill to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the ill to breathe. We won't start charging for it air to breathe up. In the bright light, new aristocracy. My sentimental man will come and get a piece of me. Black cats, blazing caps, billy clubs on baseball bat, BB guns and acrobats, a pure emotion, body lotion. Gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. We're gonna start charging for the air to breathe. Won't start charging for the air to breathe. Understood, so we did what we could. No, we never understood.
Now I can talk. I was like,
almost missed that beautiful ending because I went for my mic.
I would have ruined it.
Oh. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
I don't think we deserve you guys. Wow, I feel totally...
You can check out Scanners at Spaceland this Wednesday or CineSpace on April 3rd. There's a couple other shows in L.A. before they leave us.
Check out the MySpace.
Just go to myspace.com/scanners. And if you want to get in free to any of those shows, just let us
know.
She
said forward slash.
That's right.
I used to say forward slash all the time and then like...
No, you say backslash.
No, I would always say forward slash.
Okay,
because
I must be confusing an
old
with someone
computer
else's.
Language. When all computers were DOS, it was always backslash was used a lot. So you had to differentiate between backslash and forward slash. Okay. And I used to say forward slash, and you used to get on my case for it. Like it's all that's the slash we all use. Thank you. You redeemed me today. Thank you, John.
Okay. Oh yeah, you've humbled me. Why don't we leave with one more track from the CD? Actually, I want to ask you guys one more question though. Is there anything going on musically in popular music, either in the States or in the UK, that you want to make sure Scanners avoids doing? You know, that if you start doing that thing with your music, you want someone to tell you to stop, even though it's being successful.
The McDonald's advert.
Nice.
Is that it? Is it using your music for corporate advertising? That would be a good answer.
Spandex trousers.
Is it one of those? Yeah, but then at the same time, yeah, when you're so poor.
So you do need to make your sacrifices and prioritize, huh? Mm.
Can't
be
poor
for quite a long time. I can't think of anything. No, we'll do anything.
We don't care.
Awesome. All right, cool.
We've come to the right town.
Exactly. I wish we had more time, but we have to go, so but I want to get one more track out of you. What do you think?
Violence is Golden, the title track of the album.
Yeah. That sounds fine. Yeah. Fine by me.
Let's do that.
Nice. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thanks for your time, guys. It's nice to meet you.
And again, check them out at Spaceland this Wednesday. It should be a great show. You're listening to Hear Hear on coolradio.org, and this is Scanners.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
They were the nicest people.
That was awesome. It took exactly the length of that song for the entire band to clear out with all their stuff. And we're talking how many people? We were like five people in there. They had their manager. They had two guitars, vocals.
Yeah.
That was shockingly great. Good. I mean, I thought it would... I assume everything is going to be kind of okay. So whenever something is really good,
it always sounds good in here because it's so nice to hear live music in this intimate setting. That's what's the funnest thing about it. And then to be able to record it so great too and play it, you know.
Sorry I completely dominated the interview. I couldn't help myself.
No, you didn't. I had nothing to say.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay. I just kept looking over at you and I'm like, maybe he wants to ask a question, but I can't stop.
It's our year anniversary and we're already acting like a couple. It's like you're apologizing to me after the guests have left. Honey, I'm sorry about the way I acted during dinner.
I interview so many bands that it's like I can't.
No. I had nothing to say. I was awesome. First of all, I couldn't even talk after that first song.
That first song blew my mind.
Well, also, just I guess she was dealing with a cold or something, and she was just. Anyway, they were just so authentic and just gave it up, ma'am.